Dentistry. The history of dentistry goes back as far as Roman times. Dental instruments were found at Pompeii, and it is known that the Romans used false teeth to replace lost natural teeth. During the centuries that followed, dentistry was largely performed by untrained and unskilled people. Dental treatment did not significantly improve until the middle of the 19th century, when schools for the training of dentists were established. The discovery of dental anaesthesia in the 1840s and the invention of the dental drill in the 1870s allowed great improvement in dentistry. In 1921, the Dental Act decreed that in future, dentists must qualify through a hospital and take examinations. This development secured dentistry as a profession. Worcester Infirmary appointed a dentist in 1871, and in 1900, a qualified dentist, Mr. Stevens, was appointed. This case contains various pieces of dentistry equipment. There are 5 sets of false teeth, known as Waterloo teeth. These sets are made from metal and ivory, as well as real human teeth, often taken from the battlefields like Waterloo. Also in the case are tools for levering and pulling out rotting teeth of patients' mouths. There is also a machine for making vulcanized rubber, a pink substance used in more recent false teeth sets.